You're deep in the bowels of the Sound Lab here on Triple J. Francis Leach with you. You're listening to Creatures. Time now to meet Octels and Page from Signal to Noise, an outfit in Melbourne, working in, I guess, would you say electronic music, guys?
Yeah.
How would you describe it?
Oh, God, Joe.
It would be, actually, it's deliberately a hybrid of the two. Deliberate hybrid of acoustic and electronic, a deliberate hybrid of highbrow and what I would call street level art.
Where do you source your sounds from? Is it mainly digital, or are you the sorts of artists that pick things up off the streets and just from incidental noise and turn them into music?
It's all analog, actually. I think on this one, there was one digital synth on this, but to a certain extent, I mean, we pick up the sounds from out of the air in that we go in with our synths and we sort of like turn them on and then make up a sound from where we are and what's going on around us fully affects what the sound is. So it's not sampled as such, but it's fully sort of relevant to the environment that we're in.
The digital synthesizer does have a lot of sounds sampled on it, which you can't change because we're not rich enough yet. But, we use things like bug sounds and crowd sounds, and then, you know, when you press on the key, it just screws up the sound heaps, and I think it's actually more effective that way because you still get the message of whatever sound it is, but it's more subliminal.
Do you have a concept of what you're trying to create before you make a piece, or is it simply taking the sounds and letting them control the journey?
The journey is its own thing, you know. We start somewhere and it goes somewhere, but no, we don't have any idea. I mean, we purely improvise, so we just start. But of course, once you've been playing together for a while and stuff, you get something, I guess, a vibe sort of happening. And when we're all fitting into that, we're certainly going somewhere. We couldn't articulate that in language, but we get there.
And what sort of performance spaces does an outfit like Signal to Noise use to, I guess, you know, communicate the music to people?
Whatever we can get our hands on.
Is it difficult for an outfit such as yourselves to find, venues to play in?
Fully, yeah. Victorian Arts Centre would be a really nice place. Actually,
the
no.
The concert hall. Yes.
Well, no, we. No,
well, acoustically, it'd be lovely.
Well, they're doing a gig next week at Earthcore on the Murray River.
That's nice.
A big outdoor electronic festival, and that will be, will be our first opportunity to play outside in a forest.
Officially, because of workshops and stuff we've done.
Right.
That. Yeah.
Now, Paige, you've studied psychoacoustics. Tell us what that is.
Oh God, it's beautiful stuff. It's looked at in a number of different ways. So I sort of use it to sort of look at the effect on people in a live situation. So I take frequencies and sort of pull them in and out in order to achieve certain kind of effects in people. So there's the physical level, of course, where, I mean, sound is a physical thing. It's literally a wave that hits the body and will resonate with certain parts of your body because, you know, that's logical. But then it also works on an emotional and sort of intellectual and physiological level. So all those sort of factors go into it. But it's great fun.
If anyone's heard of the band Psychic TV with Genesis P. Orridge from the band Throbbing Gristle, that would be one of our influences.
They they do that, yeah.
Yeah, although they were into it. That was it. Well,
the
an
physicality
urban,
of music.
Yeah, there's an urban myth around that the first two rows of one of their audiences threw up.
I like
just because of that, psychoacoustics.
It's a physical response to psychoacoustics.
Yeah, well, you actually tune the sounds to fit it. And that's the thing about electronic music, even techno when it's really good, is that you do tune into the audience and you've got more control and it's up to the actual performer to pick up the vibe, and it's an unspoken thing. Sometimes it's just the substances in the audiences. Sometimes it's real.
Okay, we'll introduce the first piece we're going to hear from Signal to Noise. It's called Synthropa.
Yes.
Recorded in your parents' study, Paige?
I know. It was when I was in a housing crisis and we had nowhere to jam but my parents' study. It's just recorded on 4-track cassette and then mastered down. And on it is myself and Joe and Sandra, who used to be in the band but now is a sort of floating member.
You don't need expensive equipment.
That's a good
important
point.
It's named after the movie. If anybody's seen the movie Zentropa, it just came about that it started off with a sort of a steam engine sound. If anybody's seen the movie, there's at the climax of the film, you've seen it?
Yes, I have,
yeah. Remember the scene where the bridge, the falls off the bridge and goes into the
water?
Yeah, well, another girl sort of also picked up that sort of sound like a train sound and put the beep, the whistles in, then paged the watery sounds and, yeah.
And here it is.
That's right.
In the Sound Lab on Triple J as part of Creatures, this is Signal to Noise and their piece, Entropa.